This is Elocution with your host, Elo Black.
This episode is a throwback to a podcast we used to do called The World of Science with Dr. Hans Berger. I did this show with a very dear friend of mine who is a licensed member of the medical community. However, Dr. Hans Berger is fictitious. Viewer discretion and sensibility are advised. Well, I mean, listener discretion, unless you watch this on YouTube. Anyways, please enjoy, be well, and above all, wash your hands. Thanks, pals. Welcome to the World of Science, and I'm your host, Genevieve Holcomb Marcellus, and with me, of course, is the amazing, brilliant, educated, cultivated, and absolutely needed at this time, Dr. Hans Berger. Dr. Berger, thank you so much for being with us today.
You are too kind. You're very, very, very welcome. Yes, it's good to return to talk about science.
Dr. Berger, I've contacted you today because I am deeply concerned about what is going on right now with the entire world, not just America, the entire world being affected by the coronavirus. First of all, Dr. Berger, I wanted to ask you, you were residing in America until around November 2016, and you left the country. Yeah. Any reason?
Yeah, I wanted to go see family still alive. I have some very, very, very old family members that wanted to talk, wanted to just see how I was doing. So I went back to Germany for a little while and saw some family there, had some beer, and now I'm back in the States, but no longer where I was before. I found myself in this quaint little village called Houston, Texas. Very, very nice.
Houston, Texas. Yes, I've heard of it. So what are you doing in Houston, Texas? I understand they have a big medical capital there.
Yeah. That's where I am. I help with the medical center. They're in need of some doctors to provide them community education along with the reach out medicine, where you go out, you meet people, and you tell them, don't worry, be happy.
That's right. That's something I think we should all partake in right now. So, Dr. Berger, first off, please tell us. I get, you know, the people on TV, they use so many words, and I get, if it's not about celery juice, I get confused. So please tell us, what is coronavirus, and why wasn't it called Budweiser virus or Milwaukee Best virus? Yeah. Why corona?
Yes. Well, we have questionable leadership here who wanted to say, corona, Mexico, problems, rapists, coronavirus, perfect. So they put that together, but the issue is it is a bug commonly found in the common cold. We all have probably been exposed to the coronavirus, many. What I'm doing here in Houston with the coronavirus educating, common cold in the 1970s, break and the Lysol had at the bottom, protection from coronavirus. It is there. And we used to kill it before, and we will continue to find ways to kill it now. This is merely a different strain, a stronger strain that is just blooming. Kind of like antibiotics create superbugs when you don't finish your antibiotics. So finish your goddamn antibiotics. That's what I'll say here with the coronavirus. Yeah.
So the first thing to know is that coronavirus, it's a strain of a virus that's been around for centuries and billions of years. Okay. And then a super virus was built from people not completing their goddamn antibiotic regimen. Okay, great. And then now we have the super virus, and we need to really, really step up our germ killing game using Lysol, using products. Now, question, Dr. Berger, this is very serious, but please bear with me. Yeah. What in the hell does 19 reams of, not rolls, reams of toilet paper do to help prevent the coronavirus? I really want to know.
Good question. I ask myself very same question. question. And what I can say is when you have someone in charge, I'll speak in science, when you have an individual leading a pack of people who has a gut reaction to say, run, hide, we're all going to die, it won't work. It causes panic. It causes people to shit on themselves. Hence, everybody buying all these toilet paper, and they're just shitting themselves. It's very rude, as they say, to buy all the paper because we all need to take a shit. So I don't know where they get this, where they get the toilet paper, and they got to buy so much. However, you do realize that when we wipe our bums, there is also bacteria that falls on our hands called E. coli. Mm-hmm. And what do? When E. coli come on our hands, we wash our hands. When we cough, we wash our hands. When we sneeze, we wash our hands. After sex, we wash our hands. That is the common factor, is that we must all wash our hands. So with the toilet paper, but I do know that it is false, that it is a fallacy, a big fallacy. That's what it is, just a huge fallacy.
Dr. Berger, thank you so much, because I really just don't understand why that was the one. It wasn't, yes, people were buying hand sanitizer and soap, but why the toilet paper? The sanitizer, soap, and germ-killing cleaners, I could understand, but toilet paper...
As confusing as charging a whore $130,000 to shut up. That is just ridiculous.
Exactly. $130,000 to shut up is exactly right. Dr. Berger, I had read that for some reason the coronavirus seems to be deplenishing after a few weeks, but it seems to be flourishing in other areas that have had it for a longer time. What is the cause of this? Is it people exposing more people? Is it a strain is stronger in certain areas of the world? What do you think it is?
Well, what I would say is many years ago, there were some wonderful people. They were called nurses. I know they're around still today. They introduced this common topic called hygiene.
Hygiene, yes.
Very, very important. As the Europeans live in small areas, one on top of the other. Well, here in America, we live a little more, in some spaces, a little more room of elbow, I guess they say. Many factors play. This introduction of information that the bacteria flourishes in some spots and then it does not flourish in others. So what I can provide is there's got to be the variable of hygiene. The variable area, is it urban, rural areas at most times don't really explode, pardon the expression, they don't really explode as much as big cities. Italy, lots of people on top of people, hookers on top of people, everyone lived on top of one another. That is clinically proven that many people in a room, if somebody sneezes at you, somebody inhales the achoo, and then the bug goes from one person to another. And there has been documented reality of carriers. People carry bugs, kind of almost like genetic, but for example, tuberculosis. People are carriers of tuberculosis, but then they don't show the symptoms. But when they have the flare, like a flare gun from a yacht, I had this great yacht in Italy a while ago. I had it sunk because of coronavirus. So it has the flare of the tuberculosis. We've got to equivocate with that. Some people are carriers, and sometimes they may have a flare, and if they cough in your face, politely slap them, but say no thank you, and continue on and watch your face.
So basically what you're saying is it's not about people not caring and people being in different countries and not having a great leader. It's about they're in certain very high populated areas where they can't get away once somebody sneezes. It has nothing to do with their leader being amazing or awful.
Correct. It's a matter of distancing. When people are together in a room, perhaps you have ridden a subway car, you sit close to somebody, they sneeze next to you, or their precious offspring who's quite ugly and snotty, just walking around, touching everything in their nose, bugs are everywhere. And when you're in close contact with people with bugs, the bug will eventually get on you, unless you hold your breath or push them out of the subway car as the doors are closing.
Excellent advice. Dr. Berger, what happens when one has to travel, be it for whatever reason, and you're stuck in a metal tube for 2 hours to 10 hours, 14 hours? Are there precautions that you can take to, say, get the coronavirus while in flight or on a bus, cable car, etc.?
Yeah, so on that day, we always face forward to keep our eyes on people. Trust issues. We don't want to turn our backs on people. Well, perhaps it is time that you may have to turn away from people who have the cough. Hold your breath, not too long, or you die from other than coronavirus. Some people have gone to masks. There are people making masks, selling the masks, which is fine. Take your mask. That's fine. They have them at Lowe's and Home Depot. Very cheap. There are some extra precautions. Mom and Dad always say, do not touch the pole. Stay off of the pole. Don't touch it. It's dirty. Keep your hands to yourself. Perhaps it is time to do that. Always use a disposable piece of paper to sneeze. A new separate disposable piece of cloth when you sneeze. Blow your nose or cough.
Excellent. Do not use the same cloth hanky or paper hanky you use. A fresh piece of paper or fresh cloth to cough into or sneeze into every time.
When the coughing attack, when you have a coughing fit, as people say, many say cough into your sleeve. It is good advice. Imagine you're standing close to somebody who sneezes on their sleeve and their sleeve touches your sleeve and now you have corona sleeve. Sleeves of corona that you're walking with, and if you sneeze into the sleeve that you have corona, you increase the probability of the corona coming into your body. My suggestion, cough into your shirt, cough into your brassiere, cough into whatever you need to do where it goes into your body under the cloth to wear. People do not come in contact with corona or your cough.
Right. So you're saying lift up your shirt collar and sneeze or cough into the front of your shirt, not into your elbow or sleeve. Excellent advice. Dr. Berger, I wanted to ask you, with everything going on and with the social distancing, why is it 6 feet in measurement? What happens at 4 feet or 2 feet? Why 6 feet?
With the droplet, little bubbles flying to your face, there is a distance, I guess you could say. For example, when the children have the little spitting contest, they don't go very far. Although when they have the force, they will go coughs and the sneezes, there's a force. But if you were to say good distance, about 6 feet, I don't know where that comes from. But as a common rule, you increase the probability of you getting sick, whether it be the corona, the syphilis, the whatever, from standing too close to one another. The droplets have a shorter distance to fly into your nose and you can get infected. So the greater the distance, the less likely you will inhabit it or intake the corona.
So, Dr. Berger, something very important. The media is just inundated right now with coronavirus this, that. Is there anything that you can tell us from your brilliant education and also, please forgive the term, exposure to corona? You've been treating patients for years with several different viruses, several different conditions. Now, I had heard, now settle this for me, Dr. Berger, just washing your hands is very compatible against coronavirus. Yes.
Yeah. Many things. It has been, the washing of the hands has proven to be one of the biggest combatants of any kind of bacteria, infection. It's a proven fact. The nursing force, yes, they wear the cute little shoes and hats, but they are there for a reason. They're there to tell you to wash your hands. Hand washing, hand hygiene. Many, many studies, many, many people have survived, hence the number of billions and billions of people surviving from simple hand washing.
Dr. Berger.
Yeah.
They are working right now, you and thousands of your colleagues are working right now for a corona vaccine or a corona extinguisher. Now, just tell me honestly, doctor, do vaccines cause autism or is it just extreme stupidity in D-list celebrities?
The D-list stands for something as the D for dumb. There has been nothing proven that the so-called mercury poisoning that affect little children. children absorb from the environment, and the environment affects the actions, whether it comes from the parents, the environment. Nothing has been proven. We are still doing tests. One thing I will say, the information from a doctor that said it has been proven, he was caught lying and perjuring himself in that study, he has been debunked. The only problem with the autism, the Asperger's, is there could be some cognitive issues. The parents just simply don't want to understand, or they don't want to accept autism and the connection with vaccines. Nine. There's no proven fact. It is all hearsay. It is all something they want to believe. Like, people want to believe this is the end of the world. It is the end of the world, so be it. This happens every 100 years, roughly, with the plague, the Spanish flu. The illnesses come. Mother Earth always has it in her. She always wants to clean house because we make it too dirty. And why do we make it too dirty? Because we don't wash our hands. We don't wash our places of living. We need to be clean. We need to try to be more clean. So this is Mother Nature's response of wipe your hands, wipe your ass, or I'll take you out.
There you go. Mother Nature says, wipe your ass, wash your hands, or I'll take you out.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Dr. Berger, you are also a PhD in economics. How will this virus crush our government and our economy? And by the virus, I mean our current administration. What can we do in America to help guard our finances?
Well, there has been history of when the panic set in, people pulled the money out of the bank and just went into an automatic frenzy, causing the great collapse of the stock market back in 1929. We have seen already that the numbers have dropped significantly less than 1929, and we are proceeding on. The panic will cause more destruction than the virus, I believe.
Panic will cause more destruction than the virus. Wow.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, you've got to clean your hands. You've got to clean your bum. If you take all the toilet paper, people cannot clean their bum and are left to using their hands to clean with banana leaves and all that natural. No. With the economy is going to shatter from the labor. Labor is being put off out of work, and many, many places that rely on the blue collar, who the people who are considered to work at the bottom of the ladder, we are going to realize how much more necessary they are compared to these tycoons of oil, these brokers of Wall Street, top-rated people. We are going to realize that it is these hard workers that are much more important, that are pushing this economy forward, that once we lose them, we will collapse. However, I will say the panicking needs to cease immediately, because we hold our economy in our hands. And if the people continue to do what they do, we will collapse.
Sure. So the panicking needs to stop immediately, like yesterday. Yeah. Dr. Berger, you work with so many wonderful medical personnel. I was wondering, do you have any advice for medical personnel? How can someone help medical personnel? Not just doctors, but the nurses, the medical techs, the people that are working triage, home health workers, everyone that is contributing so much right now. What can we do for medical personnel?
Good question. For the medical personnel, you hear a lot of them say, stay home. That's a good start. People want to gather. People want to walk. People want to go out. They want to breathe in the air. They want to party. They want to go to the beach. And it's very, very difficult to tell someone to stay home. Very, very difficult. Heed their word. Stay home. You have nothing to do. Everything is closed. That's all I can say. Just stay in your home. You have children. You have Netflix. I'm sure you have the beer and the wine. Just stay home. If you must go, do not make a party of where you go. Go to the grocery store, whatever they have. Products are being delivered to these grocery stores nonstop. People are mad rushing and panicking, so they're taking everything away. Continue your life. Do not go to big social gatherings. Understand that this is not only for the nurses, but for the well-being of the general population. And the nursing staff and the medical staff of every hospital in every state cannot take in 1 million people per day. Remain calm, stay at home, but continue your business in a safe, rational manner. Wash your hands, wash your ass, clean. Stay home.
Very good, sir. Wash your hands, wash your ass, clean, 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 and stay home. Now, Dr. Berger, tell me honestly.
Yeah.
I've seen so many reports in the news of someone accosting an Asian person, an Italian person. Can you stop coronavirus by being a racist?
Well, there is something to say about that virus that goes on from the beginning of modern United States society. The virus I call racism, that is going to take a while to, unfortunately, not cure, but treat. There has been, as a matter of fact, in Midland, Texas, there was a stabbing at a store of an Asian individual because they thought that someone thought they were bringing the coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
I will say that whenever a country is brought into a situation where, for example, we had some leadership talk about racist coming across the border, as now it is referred to as the China virus, we have many enablers that say, well, it did come from China, but we have to look at it in a rational way. It is not a Chinese virus. You know, there are Chinese dumplings, but there is no such thing as a Chinese virus. Unfortunately, people who believe such atrocity, they are part of that D list of many people. Dumb list, as I say. D for dumb. The coronavirus is not a Chinese virus. And we have people, unfortunately, that we cannot eliminate with a simple shotgun because it is considered rude. We have to educate the youth, educate people, and we have to find leadership that refers to such incidences as they should be. A worldwide pandemic that did begin in China, but it is not a Chinese virus.
Exactly. And it's not an Asian person's fault or an Italian person's fault or someone from Schenectady.
You know, somebody painted whatever color of the rainbow. It's not matter. Nope.
Yes, the virus doesn't care what color someone is. Okay. Fantastic. I just wanted to know because I did see on the news that there were people thinking they could stop the virus by hurting someone. Like you said, someone in Midland got very hurt, and it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why would you do that? Racism is the real virus. Dr. Berger, how long do you think it will take for the virus to subside, to be extinguished?
Well, that is a difficult question, given the virus has been here probably before you and I have been on this earth. What I can say is at the moment we do not know how many positive cases there are in the United States because we do not have that many tests going out.
Yes.
What I will say is we will see a surge of perhaps positive cases, but not necessarily fatal cases. I could be wrong. However, once people get tested, the panic will set in again, causing a more ruckus, and the cycle begins again. To answer your question for the subsiding, I believe we have yet to reach the peak. Once we reach the peak, then we could probably see an end. For example, and merely an example,
yes,
the Chinese people put out a video of nurses smiling and taking off masks because they shut down a hospital that was built for the corona. And that was a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this corona began when? For the Chinese, it began many, many, many months ago. So if we were to use as example, from beginning to end of the Chinese, we're looking at 4 months. There are many factors different there that affected many more people because the population is larger. For us here, rumor has it that people knew from January that this corona was going to cause a pandemic. Now, America has, forget the number, but has many cases that only beginning with, let's say, end of December to March for Chinese, and I started end of February, March. We're looking at June, July, that we have a possibility of it subsiding, or perhaps getting less, more controlled.
Okay, so probably about 4 or 5 months before the curve subsides and we see some relief.
And once we get over that hill, we will see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. Okay. So we need to not panic and not take up the toilet paper because I don't have a 5-month supply.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Dr. Berger, what you're saying is wipe your ass, wash your hands, stay off of the pole, don't be a racist dick, and stay home. So, Dr. Berger, can we please call you weekly to get updates, tips, information?
Of course, Call me anytime, except between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. That is Berger time. Thank you.
Dr. Berger, you know that so many people have incorporated their favorite songs as a hand-washing timer. Do you have a favorite song that you like to wash your hands with, that you would like to leave us with?
Yeah. Good song that I remember growing up. It goes like this. I turn on the water. I put the soap in my hand. Cotton candy. Guinness roll. Let me see the tootsie roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front. And you do it when you wash your hands. You wash your left hand to the left, and you wash your right hand to the right, and you wash your fingers to the front, don't forget your wrist, to the back, then you slide across your hands, and deep under the water, and deep under the water. Oh, it's such a good song. Tootsie roll while you wash your hands. Perfect. I will see you next week, or talk to you next week regarding the COVID, whether or not the testing has increased in number.
Yes, we need to increase COVID testing. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Berger. I look forward to speaking to you next week, sir.
Likewise, my friend. Be careful, be safe, and be clean.
Dr. Berger, thank you.
This has been Elocution with your host, Ello Black.